Partly sunny skies and 91 right now. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. The apparent homicide of a 17-year-old boy in Clinton is under investigation, according to a press release from the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation. By the request of the Custer County Sheriff's Office, the OSBI is assisting with the investigation of the apparent homicide of the teen that took place on North 2260 Road, which is north of Riverside Golf Course. The OSBI said the Custer County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call at approximately 8:20 p.m., that a pickup truck had run into the large metal fence at a residence. Deputies responded and found the teenage male in the driver's seat dead from injuries inconsistent with the vehicle accident. The OSBI is asking for assistance from the public, saying if anyone in that area around the time of the incident had seen anything unusual or suspicious, to contact OSBI officials at 1-800-522-8017. Or email by tips at osbi.ok.gov. Tipsters can rename anonymous. Once again, sales tax numbers for the city of Elk City continue to improve. The latest numbers were revealed during the city commissioners meeting Wednesday afternoon by city treasurer Jennifer Rainey, where she revealed that the latest sales tax intake for the city was once again above the $1 million mark.
This month's sales tax report, the July numbers pulled for this year are $1,164,456. That is an increase from the same month of last year of $50,773 for a 5% increase from the same month last year. And our total this year is just this month, and so we're right now up.
It was also reported that at the end of the fiscal year, which was June 30th, the total annual sales tax intake was down by only 2% when compared to a year ago. Rainey reported that the city closed the gap considerably when compared to just last January, when it was down 9%. Rainey also said that use tax saw a 58% boost, while cigarette tax intake was down 7%. Rainey also said unofficial numbers show that the hotel-motel tax intake for the month of June saw an around 11% increase. With COVID-19 cases trending upward, Southwestern Oklahoma State University has announced plans to host a COVID vaccination clinic on Friday, August 20th on the Weatherford campus. Dr. Randy Curry, coordinator of the Swazoo College of Pharmacy Rural Health Center, said the clinic will run from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Pioneer Cellular Event Center. Appointments are preferred and can be made now by calling 580-774-3025. The clinic is open to everyone, including Swazoo students who start classes on August 16th. A clinic for the second dose of the vaccination will be held on Friday, September 10th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Pioneer Cellular Event Center as well. Curry encourages people who have not been vaccinated to set up appointments at Swazoo or with a local provider. Previously, Swazoo hosted vaccination clinics during the early phases of the rollout of the shots in the state, but had suspended clinics back in May. No word if the university plans to host additional clinics in the future. In state news, the director of a halfway house fatally stabbed. Oklahoma News Network's Margot Morano has that.
Oklahoma City police say it was the director of the City of Hope Mission who was fatally stabbed yesterday, allegedly by a resident of the halfway house. Police say there was some kind of altercation that led to 38-year-old Jathan Betterton to produce a knife and stab the victim, 65-year-old Eric Roop, who died. Betterton stayed at the scene in the 3200 block of Northwest 28th Street and was arrested. I'm Margot Morano.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $72.03. That's up 12 cents. Brent crude at $74.07. That's up 28 cents. Natural gas at $4.05. That's up a nickel. Recapping our top story, the apparent homicide of a 17-year-old boy in Clinton being investigated. Once again, sunny skies, 91 right now. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively in Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.